The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the remote Carter Silver of Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. Welcome to this Wednesday afternoon edition of The Dory Monson Show. We got some good stuff ahead for you this afternoon. Going to talk about more absolute nonsense from the administration at Eastside Catholic High School. This is a growing scandal over there, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. I want to share something with you right off the top, because this is just absolutely remarkable. A listener sent this to me this morning. This is from May 6th, 1993. So 27 years ago today, I was a father of one. Still hadn't had our second or third kids yet when this episode of The Simpsons aired. And in it, the people of Springfield were desperate for a vaccine for a disease that was spreading through town. And there's a mob outside of the hospital, and they're yelling up at Dr. Hibbard, who's calling out, talking to them out of a second floor window. And what happens at the end is visual, but I'm going to have to describe it to you. It's the most freakish thing I've ever seen. This is from The Simpsons on this date 27 years ago.
We need a cure!
Why, the only cure is bed rest. Anything I give you would only be a placebo.
Where do we get these placebos?
Maybe there's some in this truck.
And then they dump over a truck and a box of killer bees. That's what the box is labeled. Come swarming at the people trying to find a cure for the virus that's going through Springfield. I mean, the virus was funny, but when you add the killer bees, the murder bees. In fact, I got an email from a listener this morning and said, is it too late for the Seattle NHL team to change their mascot to the Murder Hornets? And he even sent me a nice drawing of a murderous bee carrying a hockey stick. I kind of like that idea. The Seattle Murder Hornets. Who'd want to face them? And with all that as mere prelude, let's get right our... Whoa, what?
Oh, I just had to say, you know how these bees have been found in Blaine, and that's actually our colors up there are black and orange, and so there's actually been a petition to change our mascot from the Borderites to the Murder Hornets as well.
I don't like that idea. The Borderites is a class. The Borderites are like, where is it? Is it Camus? They're the paper makers. I don't want to abandon an existing. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway. Well, I've got a logo for you. A listener sent it to me on Twitter if you want to check it out.
Okay.
With all that is mere prelude, let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
Jay Inslee had another press conference late yesterday afternoon. It is so frustrating to watch these press conferences, and I will detail for you the variety of levels on which the frustration is created. Because, first of all, I'm still hearing from all these business owners who are ready to go. They want to open their businesses. You know, they were told that car washes were going to be able to open now in phase one. And then I hear from the owner of Brown Bear that even though their competitors, many of them, are operating illegally, they have to delay their opening because of all this red tape with the COVID-19 plans and all of that. And it's just nonsense. But here's the thing. I mentioned a restaurant owner that I heard about or heard from a couple of nights ago in Monroe. And for all business owners, your professional life, in fact, your livelihood, the success of your business is absolutely dependent on a plan and timetables and knowing when things are going to happen. And I find it absolutely reprehensible that the business owners of the state still don't have any kind of a plan. They don't know what the metrics are. They don't know if they're going to be able to go to phase two on June 1st, or will that be delayed for weeks or months? Nobody knows. And Jay Inslee, right at the beginning of his press conference, continued to say, yeah, we just don't know what's going on here.
We don't know exactly when these efforts or when the go button will be pushed for the next steps. But we do know how to do it, and these groups are going to make sure that we understand the best way to go about doing that.
You don't know? Why can't you tell them these are the metrics when we hit them? But, of course, the numbers keep popping up and down. As I told you yesterday, in Virginia, they've changed how they count the number of people with coronavirus. Now, if one person tests positive three times, that counts as three people with coronavirus. And so we're just seeing a cooking of the books all the time. There's one other thing. The governor announced this task force that is going to get Washington back to work. And I've noticed something that nobody in the local media has called out. Because I've certainly seen a lot of comments about, man, it's just nauseating how Trump surrounds himself with people who just suck up to him and tell him how great he is. And Mike Pence is always thanking Trump for his leadership. And they just find it disgusting that Donald Trump is always surrounded by all of these suck-ups. Let's hear the first few words from the three members of this panel that is going to get Washington back to work.
Thank you, Governor Inslee. Thank you, first of all, for your leadership as we are going through an unprecedented public health and economic crisis. And thanks as well to your staff.
Yes, thank you for your leadership. Person number two.
Thank you, Governor Inslee, to your executive team and members of your cabinet for your wonderful leadership during this time of crisis.
Wait a second. Is that a requirement? Surely number three will say something different at the beginning.
Thank you, Governor Inslee. I have been so proud to be a Washingtonian under your leadership these last several weeks as we have responded as a state to the COVID response.
Isn't it odd that we hear a billion times how Trump surrounds himself with suck-ups to feed his ego? And nobody has pointed out what happens in Olympia with our governor? And if you're listening, Governor Inslee, thanks for your leadership. There, I guess I can stay on the air for another 3 hours. Okay, so what did we find out? How are they going to get Washington back to work? For all of you who are unemployed, for all of you business owners who are trying to get the economy restarted around here before it's just devastated beyond repair. Well, they're going to talk about how racist the coronavirus is.
We also know that our background determines the severity of the pandemic's impact in terms of race and ethnicity, Pacific Islanders, African Americans, Latinx, and indigenous community folks are disproportionately impacted.
Okay, the indigenous people are impacted. We also found out that COVID likes illegals in our state.
People who are undocumented members of our COFA and other immigrant communities are also disproportionately impacted.
Now, is this really, I mean, he unveiled this. This is how we're going to get Washington working. And we just get back to this, you know, social, racial, identity politics. That is not how you get an economy back. You get an economy back with laser focus and not with just throwing out far left buzzwords.
And most importantly, in this process of ensuring that we center equity and inclusion.
Equity and inclusion That's how we're going to help nearly a million people in our state who are newly unemployed. We're going to focus on how racist coronavirus is, how it goes after illegals, how by focusing on equity and inclusion. I mean, this was unbelievable, because this is not how you rescue an economy. Let the business owners know what are the metrics, when can they reopen. But if this is going to be just an exercise in showing how woke everyone is, then we got no chance. We have no hope at all. And it just went on and on and on at this press conference yesterday.
I'm super excited to join this distinguished group of...
Now note, this panelist, she's not just excited about this, but she is super excited.
I'm super excited to join this distinguished group of experts to ensure that our communities are really well supported as we move into the next phases of the COVID response. I'm especially committed to making sure our communities of color and our rural counties are appropriately resourced to get Washington back on track.
I'm serious. Can't we put all of this aside, all of the social justice battles aside, just for a while? Can't we just focus on the economy and how we're going to rescue the desperate times that so many people are in? But this was the most tedious exercise in just showing who is more of a SJW than the next. I mean, it was absolutely incredible, and it was dismaying. It was so dismaying, because I know how people are hurting. I know how desperate people are financially. And then there are a bunch of Republican lawmakers who have filed a lawsuit now against Jay Inslee, and they say that he's just not really following the data. And remember how the data has been changed. At first, the data was all about we've got to everybody self-quarantine because the hospitals are going to be overrun and they're going to be doing triage on the sidewalks, and none of that materialized. You know, the hospital that the Army built for us at CenturyLink Center, the event center. Not one patient used it. We're so desperately short on ventilators. Now, we had plenty of ventilators. Had to send hundreds and hundreds back to the feds. The data, it just didn't support what the cause was. And so now they've changed the cause. They say, well, everybody has to still stay inside, and we have to keep all these businesses closed. So the Republicans have said, this isn't making much sense anymore. So Jay Inslee was asked about the lawsuit filed against him.
I think it would be a horrific surprise to the over 800 families that have lost a loved one already to this pandemic to think that this is not a crisis. I believe that position is biologically ignorant and humanly heartless.
So again, if you want to go back to work, if you own a business and you want to start employing people again, you are humanly heartless, because you care about your livelihood and feeding your family more than you do the 800 people who have lost loved ones. It is such a disingenuous way to frame this argument. And he's been doing this for a long time now, that any opposition, any voices of dissent are now humanly heartless. And he also said biologically. What do you say about biology at the end of that?
I think it would be a horrific surprise to the over 800 families that have lost a loved one already to this pandemic to think that this is not a crisis. I believe that position is biologically ignorant and humanly heartless.
Oh, yeah, biologically ignorant. In a state where I today could go to Olympia and say, hey, on October 2nd, 1961, the day I was born at Ballard Hospital, change my gender from male to female, will you? And they go, yep, they have to. Yep, that's what you want, ma'am. And I could say I was a girl when I was born at Ballard Hospital in 1961. But Jay Inslee is talking about biology now? All of a sudden, we do things that make zero sense when it comes to biology. Okay, a couple others real quick here. The Snohomish barber, Bob Martin, who has been open in defiance of Jay Inslee. He was asked about Bob, who was on my show Monday.
This person you referred to in Snohomish County, they're going to have to come into compliance. I've actually been advised that there's an effort because people are very upset about this. There's been over 100 people complain about that person not helping Washingtonians to save our loved ones.
Bob told me he's not going to close down. You know what? We're going to get Bob back on the line. He's going to talk to me right after the 12:30 news here because Jay Inslee said he has to come into compliance. That former Marine didn't sound like somebody who's ready to come into compliance just because Jay Inslee tells him to. And here's the most infuriating answer of all. We're looking at a $7 billion state budget deficit. Listen to this.
On the budget situation, I know your team has been looking at and asking staff to prepare, but what specific reductions have been taken or have you ordered be taken to start saving money now?
To answer your second question, I vetoed $445 million of spending a few weeks ago. That was not insignificant. I would point out it was also painful because the vast majority of that money I vetoed, I was sometimes passionately in favor of.
The question was, what spending cuts have you made? What Jay Inslee vetoed was new spending from new legislation, which means he hasn't cut a penny. The private sector's getting wiped out, and he has not cut one penny from government spending. All he's cut is additional new spending, and he says that's a spending cut. The oldest government budget game in the books, and that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, Jay Inslee said that Bob the Barber in Snohomish has to come into compliance. I don't know how Bob's going to feel about that, but we're all going to find out when he joins me next here on the Dory Monson Show. In the big lead, Governor Jay Inslee spent part of his time in his press conference late yesterday talking specifically about my new best friend, Snohomish barber Bob Martin at the Stag Barber Shop, who joins us once again here on the Dory Monson Show. Bob, good to talk to you again.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
You're taking the day off, I heard, because you've had so many people coming from all over Western Washington that your back's been hurting from standing up cutting hair all day.
Yeah, I'm not used to it. Yeah, it has. The first thing I did when I got home last night was crawl in bed.
I never asked you, Bob. You told me you started cutting hair in the Marines in 1960. But
yeah, 1960. Yeah.
I never asked you how old a fellow you are. Do you mind sharing that?
I'm 69.
wait a second. You were 9 years old in the Marines?
Oh, you mean how old was I when I was in the Marine Corps?
No, joined. How old are you today? How old are you now?
79.
Oh, 79. Okay, that makes better sense to me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So did you hear Governor Inslee was talking about you yesterday?
I heard about it, but, you know, I haven't even listened to your interview. I haven't listened to watch anything on TV. When I get out of here, I'm just too tired, and I don't have a TV in here. So all I hear about is my Patriot customers are coming in. Everybody that comes in here is a Patriot, just like I am.
Yeah.
They're supporting another Patriot. We're all the same.
Nice.
So, yeah, well,
I tell you what, man, the outpouring from my listeners after you and I talked a couple of days ago, it was pretty incredible. They liked that somebody was standing up against the governor.
Right. Well, we're all the same. We all feel the same way. And my tour in the Marine Corps, if it didn't do anything else, it told me that, I tell you what, we don't run from the sound of gunfire, we run to it.
That's right.
So when there's something going on, you better take charge or you're going to be running all your life. And that's just the way it is. So
I understand. All right. So let's talk about what the governor said. And I'll just break it into parts. He said he, meaning you, Bob Martin, he has to come into compliance. So the governor says that obviously there are going to be some dire consequences if you don't shut down the stag now. What do you say?
Shut down what?
The stag, your barber shop.
Oh, the shop? Yeah. I'm not going to shut the shop down. I mean, he's just wrong, totally wrong. I have two constitutionalist lawyers that come in here, and they both volunteered pro bono to help me out. And he said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it at all. We're going to show you what injury looks like with egg all over his face.
Okay. So, he also said over 100 people have complained about you. Okay, maybe some of those 100 people are listening right now. And certainly some of my listeners disagreed with you opening up your shop in Defiance. So if the people who are complaining about you are listening right now, you have a chance to talk to them. So what do you say to the complainers about you?
Well, you know, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. They really believe that that what Inslee's doing. Inslee is just a puppet for Bill Gates.
Right, yeah, you mentioned that.
Bill Gates has got all the money, and, you know, having money doesn't make you smart. It just makes you a rich, stupid idiot. And he's using the money for nefarious things that, you know, and it reminds me kind of an arsonist that starts a fire so he can sit back and see what happens, and he's going to put the fire out, and he wants to end up being the hero. And that's basically what they're doing with the medication. They're trying to get everybody on board for this pharmaceutical crap.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned that to me.
We're not going to buy into this, you know.
Okay. And one other thing. He said that you're disrespecting the 800 dead and their families. And he said about you, Bob Martin, that you are not helping Washingtonians save their loved ones.
Well, if he really believes that, he's just, you know, making more evident how stupid he is. There's, you know, he's working for Gates, and Gates is on board with trying to, he wants to be the hero.
Well, I know
he's
that's
just a mouthpiece. Nobody's buying into
I know
this.
That's your theory. I mean, I don't know about that.
Well, well, you can't get in the middle of that.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to get your hand slapped, get kicked off the air for your real opinion.
No. But
I'm
but
just
let
a
me...
guest speaking on here.
Yeah, no, and you're welcome to your opinion. That's why I've reached out to you. So let me ask, did you hear what happened to that salon owner down in Texas yesterday?
Yeah, somebody said something about that.
Yeah, so she opened her shop in Defiance, and they fined her $500 a day for every day it's been open in Defiance, which is 7 days coming up now. But they also, they took her to court. And the judge said, if you apologize and say you will shut down, then I won't take you to jail. And she said, I refuse to apologize, and I'm not going to shut down.
All right.
And
we're the same page then.
Right, okay, so now what happens if they drag you to court? What if they do? I mean, we're farther left than Texas by a light year. What if they take you to court and tell you they're going to send you to jail? Because you kept your barbershop open.
That's why I have a constitutional lawyer that are chomping at the bit to take this case if they want to push it. So
but
I'm relying on their expertise to fight it.
But I mean, what if they do that with the same speed that they're doing it to the salon owner down in Texas? Because the constitutional lawyers, they wouldn't be able to save you from immediate jail. I mean, I'm just trying to imagine.
I don't care about the media. The media, that's the trouble with this country. The media, just like Trump says, the fake media, the, you know, fake news and all this stuff.
Yeah.
They twist things around the way they want to have it, and they want people to believe what their BS is and make up their own mind. These people, everybody that's coming here to do this, support this cause, it's not the shop, it's the cause,
right,
are all patriots. We're all patriots. I'm a patriot, and they're supporting a patriot.
No, I understand, but I guess my question, Bob, is because I can tell what an independent spirit you are. What if, before your constitutional lawyers can intervene, what if they come to take you to jail? What's your reaction going to be if they haul you off?
Well, that would be interesting. First of all, they ought to know that I'm armed.
Yeah, but you're not going to threaten. I mean, you're not going to threaten cops who are just doing their job.
I'm not going to. No, I'm not. But I'm not going to be taken to jail either.
Okay, so. And I don't know if it's going to come. I don't know what Jay Inslee meant when he said you have to come into compliance.
Well, I do not have to come into his compliance. He's not a goddamn dictator. Not going to put up with his crap. If I want to put up with his crap, I never would open up in the first place.
Yeah. This is going to get interesting, Bob. I mean, it sounds like it might be you and Inslee in a little showdown here because when he starts talking about
Inslee has Gates' money behind him, so you know it's hard to fight that. But these guys that are chomping at the bit to take this case are going to be right in the middle of this thing too. So whatever happens. I'm not worried about it.
You know what, though? Here's what's clear: you have thousands, maybe tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people behind you. So maybe that's a fair fight after all.
Well, it's the way it is. You got to stand up. You know, they say if you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. I'm not falling for anything.
Bob, it's great talking with you again. I really appreciate you coming on with me.
Oh, you're welcome, Doria. I'd like to meet you sometime. But, I've always appreciated your provocative questions that you give
thank you.
I
don't know when, but I'm going to come get a haircut from you one of these days. That's for sure.
Well, I might need a couple of days off after this blows over.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll
after,
do it later.
After this is all done, when they open up the rest of these shops, if people get in like they're supposed to,
yeah,
and I get a couple of days rest, it's going to go back to normal.
I got it.
Said this new normal. They have to talk about this new normal. What the heck? That's baloney.
Yes, it is.
What's wrong with work just normal?
Yeah, exactly.
You go back work and go back, you know. Anyway, that's, yeah.
I got
all right,
you.
Well,
Bob, I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming on with me, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bob Martin, the Snohomish barber. Love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, this is unbelievable. When New York, which has had, we've had 800 deaths here in Washington. New York State is at more than 20,000. I think their official number is 19,000 some, but they say that they're going to revise the number upward. So 20,000. I mean, think about that. 25 times worse. I'm still trying to figure out how their governor, Andrew Cuomo, is such a hero. There were people who were trying to be heroic around here. There were a lot of healthcare workers here in our state who volunteered to go to New York to help fight the pandemic there because the numbers were out of control. That was the only place where hospitals were truly overrun, only place in the country. Well, you know the old saying, never let a good deed go unpunished. If you are a healthcare worker here or anywhere else in the country that volunteered to go to New York to help with the pandemic, their governor, Andrew Cuomo, announced that your time spent trying to save lives in New York, you're going to have to pay New York State income taxes for that. At his press conference yesterday, he said, "We're not in a position to provide any subsidies right now because we have a $13 billion deficit. There are a lot of good things I'd like to do, but I can't." And so the healthcare workers who volunteered to go help New York are going to get taxed. And by the way, another reason why we can never, ever accept a state income tax here. In New York, the state income tax is, it goes up to 9%. I mean, think about that. If you're a hardworking person, you make, You make $80,000 a year. I think you're in the 6% bracket in New York. You'd have to give about $5,000 to the state. But what a slap in the face. Volunteers from around the country went to save lives. And he said, yeah, give us, you got to give us our little cut because you're collecting a paycheck while you were here in New York. That's a nice little bit of gratitude, isn't it? And then I got this email I wanted to share with you. It's from Scott. He said, longtime listener, first time emailer. I have a son who was attending college in Idaho due to COVID-19. He came home on April 4th. Well, in Idaho, his Washington driver's license expired, so he had to get a new Idaho license. He's an avid fisherman. He was so excited to hear that he would be able to get out and do some fishing on May 5th. We went to the local hardware store to get his fishing license. He was the happiest I had seen him in a long time. However, due to COVID-19, they had to deny him getting a fishing license because he was a non-resident. I've never seen him so depressed. This is the one thing he was really looking forward to doing. I'm sure there are many others who have experienced the same disappointment. Governor Inslee seems to have no problem giving free services and funding to many other non-residents, meaning illegals. And he said, yet my son cannot legally purchase a fishing license. Yeah, a lot of this just doesn't make any sense anymore. Best 15's coming up next.